welcome to another book podcast. The title of the book that we are going to review today is Educated by Tara Westover. This book is a memoir of Tara Westover, and I'm not paid to do this review, so I can be honest, fair, frank, and would hold no bars to discuss this book. First, I don't know who Miss Tara Westover is. I only know her story based on what she told in the book. I did not look her up on Google or YouTube, as it could create a biased notion about her and the story. I don't want to make an impression, even to look at her face, because I respect the story of the book. This is the first time that I read a memoir, and I may have read short autobiographies, but never an entire book about someone. I thought memoirs are unexciting. That's my impression. It's always a story of struggle from either poverty or abuse, and then to success. Well, of course, you know, it won't be interesting if the person's story you read about is only retailing how she sleeps 8 hours per day, do yoga, take care of herself, maintain a routine. No one would read a memoir if it's not heart-rending. More so, it's not possible to attract readers if there is no success story in it. We all know that most famous people have biographies, like Mother Teresa, Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla, but nowadays we can all self-publish our biographies. However, it is not going to be a sensation like this for someone like a modern individual to publish this kind of book. Is something, you know, like you're going to be curious, how did Tara Westover did that? Then, when I was about a couple of chapters, I came across the picture of the book, what the book is about. It was like a novel. In a novel, there are scenes, and that is how she was telling her story, focusing on every detail, movement, emotion, inferences of others' emotions. This was her style, and I was a bit bored, but I know myself that sometimes I'm just stupid to comprehend, so I read on, and with a couple of encouragements in the online book club that was reading this, I went on further. In the book, for the first few chapters, you'd feel like giving up. Why is there so much describing, you know? And time was being dwelt on her upbringing. It was vividly picturing the scenes, but sometimes it won't interest you. I was about to give up really on the book, but I don't want to ruin the first experience and leave the story hanging. And I don't want the story also to come off as disjointed. As I read on and had read also encouraging posts and comments in social media telling that it was worth it in the end, just hang on, they say. So if not for the story of her brothers, I would call it quits. But I love brother stories. I too had older brothers growing up, and I don't want to not know her brother's stories. I don't know how I could call my childhood fun if not for my brothers. You know, how blessed we are to grow up with boys older than us. I think it has something to do with, yeah, Oedipus and Electra complex, as noted by psychology. As she tells her stories about her brother, I also have intervals of recollecting the memories in my head when I used to hang out in the room, in my brother's room, when we used to turn on the PlayStation if father was not around, or how we used to play games. We only know the rules. The people that we thought they are sometimes are not who they really are. That was the case for her. As for me, I know my brother as well. Well, her relationships with his brother were not perfect, and so was everyone else. Although it grew unexpectedly worse, I mean way worse, that it made me now real engaged on her narrative. At some point, I felt that the writing was straying away from what actually had happened, because I don't think that it is possible to recall conversations on verbatim. There were verbatim conversations on the book to pick details of feelings when the event was remote. Moreover, other scenarios seems far-fetched, especially the medical stuff. Well, it could had happened or it could not, but at least, you know, the book entertains us in a way, or at least diverted our thoughts from reality. To be honest, I don't want to be dragged into this type of books where your emotional strings are being pulled. I want happy hormones. We all wanted to break away from real life, from painful memories. And like a child, we want to read to have an adventure, an out-of-this-world experience. But there was already physical afflictions painted in the story. I remember my own childhood brawls. And it may have seemed to me like fun recalling it, but I know that in that moment as well, my tears and sobs were a reminder that it wasn't that fun as I thought of it now. This where we all could reflect on our childhood. Tara, the writer, is special. Of course, you can infer that based on the fact that she had successfully published a book just by writing her own story and the story of her brothers in her perspective. Yet, there are so many girls like Tara in this world. I know girls who did not or was not able to have the proper education because of poverty, others with illnesses, and still others because of natural and man-made crisis. What made Tara special was she can write a book and had been lucky to have a platform where people could consume her works. And of course, she was lucky that in the course of her education, she had professors that had helped her. That's why it matters, you know, to have good mentors. They are the catalysts. Not necessarily everything is attributed to luck, but it played a larger part in the story. To think that she did not go to school for about 17 years makes me feel envious. Like, she was able to go to college without even studying grade school and high school. She had a different battle, and I'm just amazed at how smart she is. If there is one word that would describe Tara so far in the part one, was that she is inspiring. After always being in a lookout in the book where accidents always happen, where someone is almost going to die and then eventually recover, I finally get through the part one with all of the family members of Tara alive and the world has not ended yet. Going through part two, I realized that if she had went to school, The book, if she had went to school, the book would never happen. It was the foundation of the story, and thus maybe the reason why they came up with the title Educated. They could have named it a Memoir of Tara or other catchy phrases to make readers add it in their reading list, but instead they choose a title using a generic word that almost sounds like an instructional material for teachers. Having a new setting in this further parts gave hope to my engagement in reading. I felt like no one is going to have accidents in here, you know. Our heroine is already studying in the university and not in a junkyard until another suspenseful, tragic event happened to her father. I was sure this time his father won't die, because no one dies in their family, no matter how she wrote how tragic an accident was. They always live. From my being jealous that Tara never experienced death and loss in part 2 of the book, I grew all the more jealous from the fact that she was admitted to one of the best schools in Europe. Tara became the friend I would prevent myself from checking her Facebook or Instagram posts. I wanted to finish the book because I see it. It no longer sounds inspiring. It was making me feel depressed of my own situation. But I know that in envy or jealousy, it was always a matter of changing your own perspective. The most important takeaway lessons from this book, I outlined it to 3: religion, mental problems, and family. Let's start first with religion. In the book, the focus was Mormonism. Almost everyone in the book was a Mormon. I do not understand how Mormonism as a religion works, as I have never studied religion or religions. I only knew mine, and even with it, I know I barely knew it. I was lucky to read this book to understand some beliefs that they had. I was educated on their religion, but I was, of course, we are skeptical. It would make you think how drama of one's life would revolve around one's structured beliefs. It's as if we cannot take account of who or what we truly are if we separate ourselves from our respective religions. They were there before we existed. They have so much influence in humanity, for which I will forever be ignorant of. Number 2 is mental problems. I have to say this, that this is one important theme in the story. She talked about the mental illness of her father and his another brother. We wanted to believe science that insanity is just some imbalance of the biochemistry in the brain, but there is more to it. She was right when she mentioned that one cannot recognize one's mental problems, and that adds up to the problem. To seek counseling, support, and even just a matter of fact opinion from an observer could possibly change one's mental state. And Tara was lucky, or not lucky, but smart enough to seek counsel. That's why mental awareness is always the key. Last point is family. Family of Tara was undoubtedly toxic and dysfunctional. No other words for that. No family is perfect. Growing up with many siblings, it's a challenge to be in harmony all the time. But Family is our foundation, and there we could find our best people, people who would trust us, they are the one who saw us growing up, who will believe in us. In that case, Tyra also found it in her family with her brother, Tyler. I was hesitant to make this book review podcast at first because I know that this story is based on real events. It may not be the real account because our memories sometimes betray us, whether it is exaggerated for the sake of selling the book. We still have to respect that that is how the writer remembers it, and that is the version her life is rooted in. This is no fiction, and the people mentioned here are living and breathing with life. They are out there. I even recall myself while reading the book, and I had to remind myself that these people actually have skin and flesh, so I might as well not judge them harshly. For if the book was a fiction, I would be plainly blunt to say words that I usually describe characters in the story. For I know that these fictional characters have no feelings like real people. Tyra is a historiographer, and mapping her own story is a brave move on her part. Like, she wanted to be heard, and surely she was heard by us readers. Finally, to Dr. Tyra Westover, if you are listening, thank you for writing this, and I sincerely hope things have been better with your family, especially with your father. I love my father, and he's one of the best person I know, that I cannot imagine how it is to be disowned, to feel that way. Thank you for listening to this book podcast. Goodbye.